Now, from the KSRM studios on Key Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Alaskans are invited to attend a live virtual discussion on Thursday, August 27th from 9 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. to address concerns regarding trends of the use of e-cigarettes among the youth of Alaska. The event is titled Reeling in Alaska's Youth E-Cigarette Epidemic, a live broadcast forum hosted by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. The state's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, will be among the speakers. The U.S. Surgeon General has declared e-cigarette use among youth to be an epidemic. Nationwide, e-cigarette use has increased by 135% among high school students and 218% among middle school students since 2017. Youth e-cigarette use in Alaska is roughly 3.5 times the rate of cigarette smoking, according to the 2019 Youth Behavioral Risk Survey. Tobacco-related health disparities also persist in Native populations, with data showing that 16.1% of American Indian and Alaska Native middle schoolers and 40.4% of American Indian and Alaska Native high schoolers currently use e-cigarettes. This rate is much higher than the general population. Dr. Frieda Lewis-Hall, Senior Medical Advisor at Pfizer.
So there's a recent study that found that in ninth graders who used e-cigs, they were 4 times more likely to go on to use cigarettes, cigars, and hookahs. A study that came out earlier this year looked at whether or not the actual devices might cause the production of toxic substances. And it was found that, yes, there were some. Now, we weren't sure of how those devices delivering this vapor to the respiratory system would actually act, but some of these substances have been found to cause cancer risk under other circumstances.
This web-based discussion is free and open to the public. We have the link to register at RadioKenai.com. Governor Mike Dunleavy spoke about unemployment insurance benefits alongside Commissioner Tamika Ledbetter of the Department of Labor and Workforce Development during a Monday press briefing. The team said that more money is being made available to support Alaskans, both in unemployment benefits and in the Lost Wages Assistance Program. The governor said that Alaskans will see a $300 weekly increase on top of their standard unemployment benefits, with Commissioner Ledbetter clarifying that it will be retroactive to the date when the extra $600 of federal unemployment benefits ended. She said that approval has been made for $62 million in FEMA money to support Alaskans.
President Trump had made available up to $44 billion for FEMA's Disaster Relief Fund. Governor, you gave us the approval to apply for that funding. Alaska did submit the application, and we received approval for $62 million. As you know, a press release went out today indicating that there was we were the recipient of that approval of $19 million. I just want to point out that that's an upfront payment and that FEMA will pay states as the state makes the payment. And so our total ask was approved, and I look forward to working with my team and FEMA to ensure that Alaskans receive the support that they need.
Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.